Now, an Al-Ghadalin group has issued a threat to Hezbollah, saying it would continue its attacks against the Lebanese resistance movement. In a statement posted on the internet, the group known as the Al-Nusra Front in Lebanon says, quote, Hezbollah and its bases are legitimate targets. The statement comes just 3 days after the group claimed responsibility for a car bombing in Beirut's southern suburbs that killed 4 people. That was the 6th in a string of terrorist attacks in Lebanon in recent months. Another Al-Ghadalin outfit, the Abdullah Azam Brigades, carried out a twin bombing in front of the Iranian embassy in Beirut in November. The attacks claimed the lives of 23 people, including an Iranian diplomat. Let's go to Ontario and talk to Edward Corrigan, journalist and political commentator. Welcome, sir. Mr. Corrigan, first of all, just how much will Lebanon become another Syria, taking into consideration these statements by the Al-Nusra Front in Lebanon, saying that Hezbollah and its bases are legitimate targets?
Well, I think there's an attempt on the part of some parties to destroy Lebanon and, of course, ignite a sectarian war like there is in Syria. The history is, of course, there's a lot of ties between Lebanon and Syria. Lebanon, in fact, didn't exist as a separate country. It was part of the province of Syria. And when the Europeans, they promised, the British promised to create an Arab state if the Arabs would rebel against the Ottoman Turks, then they made a secret agreement with the French called the Sykes-Picot Accord, where they divided up the Middle East amongst themselves between the French and the British. A few other people got added on. And then, of course, they promised the Zionists that they would help create a Jewish state in Palestine, provided there'd be nothing done to harm the local inhabitants. So there's a lot of ties between Syria and Lebanon. But what the French did was they effectively cut Syria off from the Mediterranean, because it's the major ports where Tripoli and Sidon and of course Beirut, and that sort of gave them a lot of control over Syria. But now, you know, there's been an attempt, because Hezbollah is probably the most disciplined and most effective fighting force in the Middle East, and they fought either the Israelis to a draw or beat the Israelis the last two times Israel has attacked Lebanon and invaded the country. So the Israelis want to see Lebanon destroyed again and fragmented into fighting sectarian groups, because it makes it much weaker, and they don't want a stable, you know, democratic, prosperous Lebanon on its northern border.
Right.
And of course, the Saudis are terrified of any sort of group that they don't control, or they're afraid of just about everybody.
Right.
But Hezbollah, because of its success in defending Lebanon, and also it's proved itself to be a very efficient and successful fighting force when it intervened in Syria, they want to destabilize that. And they've been doing this for years. The Saudis and the Hariri family were funding a Sunni militia that existed in northern Lebanon,
okay,
and based in Tripoli, actually, and took over one of the Palestinian refugee camps. But eventually, the Hariri, for some reason, stopped paying them, so they took their arms,
Corrigan,
and started robbing his banks and things.
I mean, what kind of a response can we expect from Hezbollah? I mean, can we expect it to engage heavily in an armed conflict with these insurgents?
Well, actually, no. Hezbollah has been very restrained. They know the game. They know that people want them to start a civil war in Lebanon, and that will drag in the Sunni and ignite, you know, the Maronite population and the other groups in Lebanon. So I think that Hezbollah has been very disciplined and has not reacted, even though there's been many provocations. I think if they find out who is directly behind this, and they will use their intelligence and their own resources to try to identify this group. But there are some Sunnis in Lebanon that are very anti-Assad and want to either get caught up in this idea of bringing, you know, some sort of Sunni unity or a caliphate or whatever. But it's fragmentation. If they stand together as Lebanese or stand together as Arabs or just don't let outside powers exploit them, you know, they're much better. Hezbollah, I think, has got the brains and the intelligence.
Right.
And they know that it's probably the Israelis and the Saudis that are backing these groups, maybe the Americans that want to destroy Lebanon, and they won't hopefully fall for that trap. And in the past, Nasrallah has avoided that, and he knows, he probably sees it's the hand of Israel,
right,
or the Saudis that are anti-Shia and anti-Hezbollah, because Hezbollah is something that has been proven to be successful, and successful in defending Lebanon,
right,
now also defending you know, the tie with Iran and Syria in the Syrian civil war.
All right, Mr. Corrigan. Edward Corrigan, journalist and political commentator from Ontario. Thanks for your time there, sir.